Welcome back, listeners. We're diving deep into a new book this week.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. It's Say You'll Be Mine by Naina Kumar.
Okay.
We've got reviews, we've got blurbs, and even some excerpts to really get into it.
Sounds fun.
So let's start with, the overall premise. What is this book about?
Well, it sounds like we've got fake engagements, family secrets, even a hurricane.
Wow.
A hero who's, totally transformed.
Okay, so you mentioned Transformation.
Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly. They talk about this book as like a classic fake engagement trope, but with a twist.
Oh.
So the excerpt, right?
Okay.
It mentions the characters waking up in Vegas like they actually got married.
Whoa, how does that even happen?
Right, like were they just caught up in the moment or is there something more?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the excerpt doesn't give us all the answers, of course.
Right.
Just enough to, pique our curiosity.
So you hooked.
Exactly. And Sarah Adler's blurb. She talks about that that tension we all feel sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Between what we think we want
and
what our heart actually desires.
Totally.
And I feel like, we've all been there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, who hasn't felt that struggle?
So true. And then going back to the excerpt, there's a point where Mina, the main character.
Okay.
She has this realization.
What's that?
That she wants Nikhil.
Okay.
Regardless of any legal document.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like the fake engagement.
Right.
Helped her tap into something real.
Exactly. Like it cracked open something she didn't even know was there.
So it's deeper than just a fluffy romance.
Oh, for sure.
There's real emotion in here.
Absolutely. And speaking of depth, Nisha Sharma, in her blurb, she uses the term South Asian diaspora romance.
Interesting.
So cultural expectations, family dynamics, they all play a big role.
Okay, got it. And we definitely see gleeces of that family dynamic.
Right.
So basically with Mina's family in Houston. Yeah. There are hints of secrets.
Ooh, juicy.
Especially with her estranged sister.
Ah, family drama.
It just makes you wonder, what happened
there? Right. What caused that riff?
Exactly. Okay, so we've got fake marriage,
uh-huh.
Hidden desires, family drama. And then a hurricane hits.
Oh, wow. Throws a wrench in the works.
I know. And the excerpts actually describe Houston during the storm.
Really?
It's not just like a background detail.
Right.
You can almost feel the tension as the floodwaters rise.
Oh, sounds intense.
It is. Really atmospheric, almost like the hurricane is another character.
Oh, I like that.
And it forces Mina and Nikhil to work together.
Oh.
So you've got this charged atmosphere of forced proximity.
Interesting. So it's not just the physical danger they're dealing with.
Right, exactly. It's like emotional baggage on top of everything else.
I can only imagine. Okay, well, speaking of baggage.
Yep.
Let's talk about Nikhil.
That guy.
He's not the same guy Mina knew 6 years ago.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, he's involved in community rebuilding.
Wow.
Dreams of opening an inn.
That's great.
He's even gone back to school.
No way.
It makes you wonder what sparked this change.
Right. Like what happened?
Time and distance, or was there something, more profound?
Yeah. It's like he's rebuilding his life literally and figuratively.
I love that.
So the big question is, is this new Nikhil someone Mina could actually fall for?
That's the question, isn't it?
Or is their past just too much?
We'll have to keep reading to find out.
I know. And you mentioned earlier about some intriguing details.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot packed in here.
Amy one.
Okay. So there's this character named Alan.
Okay.
He seems to know Mina, but can't quite place her.
Interesting.
Almost like he represents some unresolved part of her past.
Okay. I like that.
And then there's this. Nikhil claims he's been following Mina's career on C-SPAN.
Wait, what?
I know, right? Who watches C-SPAN for fun?
Exactly. So what's his real motivation?
Who knows?
Okay, add that to the mystery list.
Definitely.
All right, anything else?
Okay, how about this? Nikhil hates white paint and shiplap.
Really?
But he loves, old, well-made things.
Okay.
It's like he's rejecting something from his past, embracing something more authentic.
Hmm, symbolic.
Right. What do you think it represents?
I don't know. But this is clearly more than just romance.
Oh, for sure.
It's about second chances, facing your past, maybe even finding yourself.
Amidst a hurricane?
Exactly. Oh. And we haven't even gotten to the part where Mina finds her old house totally transformed.
Oh, we'll have to save that for next time.
I know. Stay tuned, listeners, because there's so much more to uncover in, say, You'll Be Mine. So Mina's old house, it's completely different.
Right. Imagine walking into a place full of memories.
Yeah.
Only to find it you know, totally redecorated.
It'd be jarring.
Yeah, for sure. And there's the scene Mina sees Nikhil in the garage.
Oh.
And her reaction, it suggests he's changed too, physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's subtle, but that attraction's still there.
Okay, so does she confront him about the house, the marriage?
Well, she wants those divorce papers signed, for sure.
Yeah.
But remember, the hurricane just hit.
Oh, right.
It's like the universe is keeping them together.
Okay, that's interesting.
And speaking of the hurricane,
yeah.
Alan, the neighbor, he keeps appearing.
Right.
And it's not always clear if he actually recognizes Mina.
So what's the deal with Alan? Is he just quirky or is there more?
That's the thing with this book. You think you know a character.
Yeah.
And then, bam, Nina Kumar throws a curveball.
I see.
With Alan, it's not just him, it's the details around him.
Okay, like what?
Well, his sister, Betty,
yeah.
She seems to be listening to their conversations.
What?
Through the neighborhood radio frequency.
Oh, wait.
And then there's that whole thing about Alan going to space.
Wait, what? Alan went to space?
See?
Yeah.
It's like, are these just details or clues to something bigger?
It's a puzzle.
Exactly. Okay, so back to Mina and Nikhil.
Yeah, are they just stuck together or do things get interesting?
Let's just say the hurricane puts them in close proximity.
Oh.
There's a scene where a window breaks. Nikhil has to tend to Mina's injuries.
Oh, no.
And remember, all that unresolved tension.
Right, right.
It's like a recipe for sparks.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
And it doesn't stop there.
Oh.
They end up in a closet together.
What?
Tornado watch.
Oh.
The intimacy just intensifies, you know?
Oh, that's intense.
But amidst the chaos, there are these tender moments.
Okay, I like that.
Like Nikhil makes Mina her favorite soup, chicken noodle with stars.
Oh, that's cute.
Right, but yeah. Then Mina finds a framed picture from their Vegas wedding.
Okay.
And the glass is cracked.
Yeah.
It's like a symbol, you know?
Of their broken relationship.
Exactly. So are they doomed to repeat the past?
Yeah, I'm worried.
Well, remember Nikhil watching Mina on C-SPAN?
Yeah.
It wasn't just for fun.
What do you mean?
He was genuinely interested in her work.
Oh, wow.
He read her op-ed on immigration policy. He sees her accomplishments.
That's sweet.
He sees her as this brilliant woman making a difference.
Okay, so there's hope.
Maybe. But then Mina gets a call.
From who?
Sheikh.
Oh, right.
He's offering her a flight out of Houston.
On a private jet.
Yeah. It's a fork in the road. Stay or go.
What a choice.
And what about Sheikh? Does he know about Nikhil?
Right.
He finds out. And his reaction, well, it reveals a lot about him.
Interesting.
So now Sheikh's adding to the drama.
Does Mina tell him everything?
She does. And it leads to some surprising revelations.
About Sheikh?
About Mina herself and about her sister.
Wow, more family secrets?
It gets deep. Mina starts to realize something.
What's that?
Her fear of disappointing her parents, it's been driving her choices.
Oh, wow.
Even with Nikhil.
So it's not just romance.
Right. It's about family, expectations, being true to yourself.
This is getting heavy.
And then Mina does something bold.
What's that?
She puts an offer on Nikhil's inn.
What? But he doesn't want to sell.
I know. It's a complicated gesture.
What does it mean?
She cares deeply, wants to help him achieve his dreams.
Okay, I can see that.
But of course, things don't go smoothly.
Oh, no.
There's a scene at the airport. Mina sees Nikhil again.
Oh.
But he's driving away.
Another near miss.
It's agonizing. You'll have to wait for part three to find out what happens next.
Ugh, you're killing me. All right, so what happens after that airport near miss? Does Mina just go back to D.C.?
Nope. She's back in Houston.
Really?
She's determined to find out who bought Nikhil's inn.
Oh, wow.
Like a detective, you know?
Property records, favors, the whole nine yards.
She's not giving up.
I love it. So does she find out?
Well, she goes back to the inn, hoping to see the new owner.
Okay.
But instead, she hears construction sounds.
So, good sign, right? They're fixing it up.
Yeah, not tearing it down.
But still no owner in sight.
Right, it's a mystery.
So, what happens?
She sees a ladder leading up to the roof.
Don't tell me, it's Nikhil.
It is. He bought the inn.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
And it's a total revelation.
Okay, so, what happens next? Do they finally talk?
Oh, they talk. And it's not just small talk, it's the real deal.
Like finally clearing the air.
Exactly. The rain starts pouring.
Of course.
They have to take shelter in Nikhil's truck.
Okay.
And everything just comes pouring out.
So the hurricane brought them together after all.
In more ways than one.
Do they talk about why Nikhil kept everything bottled up?
They do. Mina finally understands.
What does she realize?
It wasn't about trust. It was Nikhil's own insecurities.
Oh.
He was afraid of not being good enough for her.
Wow. That's deep.
It's a reminder that even the people we're closest to,
yeah,
sometimes they struggle to be vulnerable.
That's true. And do they work through it all?
There are some really sweet moments.
Okay, good.
Nikhil reveals he's been following me in his career.
Oh, like really following it?
Not just passively, with admiration.
I like that.
He read her op-ed on immigration policy.
He really does see her.
He sees her accomplishments, her brilliance.
Okay, so he's grown, he's learned.
Seems like it.
But what about their future? Do they get back together?
Well, the ending is hopeful.
Oh, good.
It leaves you with a feeling that broken things can be mended.
I love that.
And there's this hilarious scene with Alan's Google review of the inn.
Wait, what?
He gives it 5 stars.
Oh.
Yeah. He says, this place is out of this world.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect.
It's that touch of humor after all the emotional stuff.
It sounds like a roller coaster of a book.
It is. Laughter, tears, everything.
What makes it stand out? What's the lasting impression?
For me, it's the characters.
Yeah.
How Naina Kumar weaves in second chances, cultural expectations, family.
It's more than just romance.
Exactly. It's about finding yourself, embracing life's messiness.
Well, you've definitely convinced me to read it.
I think you'll enjoy it.
So for our listeners out there, if you want a book that will challenge you, move you, and leave you with a smile.
Say You'll Be Mine is the one.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
And we'll see you next time for another literary adventure.